You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Debbie Delgado of DebbieDelgado.com, which is dedicated to small business owners with big visions to create big incomes. Debbie, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for coming back. Now, what important lessons did you learn on your way to six figures in your business?
Well, a couple of them popped to mind right away. One is to take responsibility for every single result I get in my business. And I think that's so important, especially, you know, with the economy fluctuating and things going on that do seem to be out of our control. Once you start taking responsibility for every result you get in your business, you'll find that you're in control of whether your business is growing and how fast. And the other one, I think really for me, is always learn from the best. So whatever goal I have for my business or whatever strategy I'm picking or whatever way I want to grow, one of the things that I have done on my way, you know, to six figures and beyond is always be learning from whoever is the best at what I want to learn.
Why is it important to position yourself as an expert?
Well, you know, there's multiple reasons why I really feel that's important. One is people really want to buy from experts. And I know when people, you know, in my industry, especially in the coaching industry, they often start their business with this idea of, I'll be more successful and I'll have more clients if I serve anyone in any way. You know, with any problem, I'll provide any solution and I'll help them get whatever result they want in their life. But the truth is that if you can narrow in on an expertise and be seen as an expert in one particular thing, you really are going to be able to grow your business more quickly because you'll be able to find your clients more quickly and you'll be able to demand a higher fee for whatever it is that you do for them. So people really want to buy from experts and they're more willing to invest at higher levels when they see you as an expert in something. Nobody wants to go to a generalist who's helping everybody with every problem. So expertise really helps you appeal to what people really want to buy.
And what's the best way to do that? That would be definitely my question and questions from the listener as well.
The best way that I have found in growing my business is sponsoring and speaking actually at other people's events. What I have found is that this is a really good way to position yourself quickly as an expert. It's a great way to align with leaders in your industry or in an industry that serves the people that you want to serve. And it's a great way to get you in front of large numbers of potential clients for whatever it is that you're selling.
Good stuff. Now, today we're joined by Debbie Delgado of DebbieDelgado.com, which is dedicated to small business owners with big visions to create big incomes here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Debbie, why are some people using this strategy but not reaching their income goals?
That's a really good question, Eric. And, you know, nothing pains me more than seeing someone who's really talented and good at what they do and who has so much service to give, losing their shirt using this strategy. And I've seen that several times. It really is possible. It happens quite a bit more than I would like to see, that business owners pour thousands of dollars into sponsorship and speaking opportunities, and they don't even make their money back, let alone profit from the experience. And for some business owners, a move like that is enough to put them out of business. And that is really sad, because if they just knew what to do and they had a solid strategy in place, that result is totally preventable, and this is a great way to actually grow their business and meet their own goals. So, Eric, would it be helpful for your listeners if I shared some of the mistakes that I see people making with their sponsorships and speaking opportunities?
I think that would be a great idea. Go for it.
Okay, great. So here's some of the common mistakes that I see people making that really affect the results they get with this approach. The very first one out of the gate is choosing the wrong sponsorships or speaking opportunities. There's a lot of strategy that goes into deciding what sponsorships or speaking opportunities might be a good match for your business. In fact, there's strategy for every part of this process. But up front, there are a lot of questions that you can ask people right up front when you're checking out opportunities for doing this to make sure the opportunity is a good one for you. Your people, whoever it is that you're here to serve, must be there, and they must be pre-qualified in some way so that you know they're actually potential buyers. And that step is really critical in making sure, getting you set up for success with this strategy. Another mistake that I see people using is this kind of if I build it, they will come approach. And this is where I see people, you know, they're paying for a sponsorship opportunity, they're investing in it, and they show up thinking simply being a sponsor and being in that room with people will get them there the result that they're looking for. And there's so much more to it. That's a part of it, and that's a start of it, but they need to have strategies built around all the different parts of this process. Another one, you know, I've been using the word strategy a lot, and, you know, there's a lot of strategy that you can use even building up to the event. So you've asked the right questions, you've chosen some kind of opportunity, you've invested your money in it, and now you need a strategy for what you're going to do in the weeks or months before you actually even arrive at that venue to sponsor or speak. There are strategies that can increase your visibility, and there's a lot of planning that needs to take place. Planning and organizing from the time that you decide to do a sponsorship or speaking opportunity until it actually happens. Another one is not thinking about their actual strategy while they're at the event and on site. So many people think if I have a beautiful booth and, you know, I go get up and speak, people will just flock to me and they'll buy from me. And one of the things that's really important in strategizing for this is, well, first of all, you've got to have strategy from the moment you walk into that venue till the moment you walk out. But you need to really think about, why are you there? And there's different reasons that you might use this approach in your business. You might be generating leads. You might be introducing kind of a low-cost entry-level service or product, or you might actually want to sell a high-end service or product right there on site. And so you've got to really kind of plan your strategy around which of those things that you're trying to accomplish there. And each of them is going to require different actions on your part while you're there. And then kind of to wrap up the mistakes part, this idea of people kind of, quote, going on vacation immediately after a speaking or sponsoring opportunity, and that can be either literally or figuratively. The first few weeks after a speaking opportunity or a sponsorship opportunity are absolutely critical as far as making your investment pay off. There's a lot of things you can be doing that you need to be doing in those weeks immediately after that can really increase your return on investment.
To tag on to that, in closing, what tip can you offer people who are ready to reach their six-figure or multiple six-figure goals and are ready to position themselves as experts right now?
Well, obviously, I've been talking about the speaking and sponsorship strategy. I do realize there are other great strategies out there for creating, you know, the money and the meaning that you want in your business. The one that I've talked about today is one of them. But I think the really important thing for people is that they choose a strategy and they learn all they can about how to maximize it. One of the things I do not recommend is people trying to use multiple strategies. So they've written a book and they're writing articles and they're doing social media and they're sponsoring. Because what ends up happening is their energy and their time and their commitment ends up getting spread out amongst all those different strategies, and they kind of end up doing, you know, forgive my language, but a half-assed job of all of them and don't get the results they want. So if you do like this approach of growing your business and you like what it has to offer as far as positioning you as an expert and bringing you lots of great quality leads, please take advantage of the offer that I've posted for you on debbiedelgado.com/EPN so that you can start receiving my tips and my resources for using this approach to meet your business goals.
Certainly appreciate that offer for the listeners here. We've been speaking with Debbie Delgado of DebbieDelgado.com, which is dedicated to small business owners with big visions to create big incomes. And the website of reference once again for our EPN listeners is DebbieDelgado.com/EPN. Debbie, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.